meeting. This meeting is open. Now there is an agenda. I think you have all of you have an agenda in front of you. We have only two items in the agenda. It can be four because the secretary is going to have to reach the third term program. Do you have any apologies, sir? Can we adopt the agenda as it is one of the remarks written in front of you? Anyone can adopting the agenda? Thank you very much. Any second? Thank you very much. The agenda adopted. I think all of the members, let's start with adoption of the millennium year. As you are aware that the Select Committee on Security and Justice having considered the subject of the Maintenance Bill A16D 2014 is in the National Assembly, Section 75, referred to it, reports that it has agreed to the bill without proposed amendment. Thank you, Honourable Member. Any member who is adopting the bill? Please. Honourable Member.
Of the committee, I humbly move to agree without amending to that bill. Thank you.
Any other member? Is there any governor? Second on our one. Thank you very much, our member. Honorable members, we have minutes that also we need to adopt today. The first minutes, I think they are in front of you. We had a meeting on the 18th of March, 2015. Yes, 18th March, 2015. Where, yes, the page one, honorable member. Page two. If I'm not happy, our member can stop me. Page three. Page four. Page five. And then the last page is 8. Can I have a proposal adopting this bill, honorable member? And me, honorable Hoshi Tobijam.
Mr. Chairperson, I don't move for the adoption of the bill.
Any seconder? Thank you. We can go to minutes of the 6th of May, 2015, briefing by the Department of Police on its strategic plan, annual performance plan, and budget for 2015-2016. Page one. Page two. Page three. page 4. Page 5 and page 6. Thank you, Honourable Member. Any mover? Honourable Member. Any mover? Honourable Member.
Page 4, concern because I thought it's tabulated in a topical form of discussion. So say it has been said 7, 8, 8, 1, 8, 2. So to me, I didn't say anything that is finished because it's clear that we did talk about this topic around the differential and the outcome of that topic was ABC. I thought it was meant. Because it gives a picture even to the person who was not among the meeting. That in topic, for instance, let me say, progress with the development of the cybercrime bill. We did deliberate it. And our conclusion was that the department decided that the cybercrime was a complex.
Can I clarify my contention?
Okay.
I hear Honorable Wana, if it's right or not.
Yeah.
I'm saying if you look at the agenda, which is on talk, says we've got one official opening, two briefing, three adoption of minutes, four adoption of report. But when you look at the minutes, they've got more than four items. Why is the agenda saying you are dealing with four items? Exactly. Now I'm saying if you check at one. When you say official opening, meetings welcomed by chairperson, adoption of agenda and material. Okay? It's an item on itself. Then you see at one, okay, exactly there. Then you go to two, it talk about the briefing. Instead of the minister talking about the briefing, now it talk about something.
You understand?
Thank you.
Second one, thank you for that. That was it. Thank you very much. The last phase of members is fast. Then any mover for those minutes, please. Honorable Hoshi,
so I do move, sir.
One. Thank you very much.
Thank you, all members. Let's go to the minutes of the 26th of May, 2015. Minutes of 2015, it was, yes, 26th May, 2015. Oh, it was an adoption of report on Department of Correctional Services, adoption of report on Department of Justice and Correctional Development, adoption of report on the South African Police Service, adoption of report on the Independent Police Investigative Directorate. Now, that meeting of 26, 8-1, page 2, page 1 and page 2. Can we move this?
Just again, I'm trying to the attendance register and the apologies. Can we reconcile those? The register, apology, but only 7. Apologies, I don't appear. So I'm trying to get my recollection in terms of whether I was part of this one. I was saying I was in this one.
Thank you, can we just get the signed attendance register at the next thing, then we can make, because I also had problems last time, so that we can consolidate all our records. Instead of just saying, he was here, he was here, he must be signed. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. No, we are not doing a presentation. We just want to make a few things. That when we are raising the issue that we disowned and an error on teaching of the ministry. It's not a purpose of this ministry. The teacher's point is by teaching. For us as a committee member to be able to detect the same omission. So we are doing that. So the purpose of bringing the ministry is that it's not very much because this is for the administration people. So that's what's making
us. No, thank you very much. Yeah.
So I want to believe that it's recorded and it's true.
Actually, the member is not when he was there or not. Okay? That's an error. Then the receptor will correct that. If something wrong, then the receptor comes and says, no, the receptor, you are not in the receptor or what you are after something like that. Can you understand that?
Thank you. Chair, I wanted to be supporting what Honorable said, that administration work should be done by the secretariat, and we acknowledge that Honorable Zuma was in the meeting on that day, and therefore that should be collected through the secretariat register, and it is not important or necessary for us to then have registers for a general meeting to acknowledge who attended. The sector has the mandate and has the duty to do his task. We must have trust and confidence in our secretaries. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Had you left under something?
Thank you, Jefferson. I do not dispute the fact that the member says no, I was or other states that the member was here. My thing is, it happened to me once. So what I'm saying is just to assure, because in the next meeting on the flip side of the thing on Honorable Nabsanga, I can now say I was in that other meeting. What can you say? Understand? So they still have to go and make sure and come back to us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. I think the circle check on that and correct what is wrong. Thank you very much. Can we proceed to page 2? Thank you. Remember, if there's anything, if anyone wants. Any other? Provision.
Just maybe also on our attendance by committee member. As much as it shows present in Napoli, it should have a column of absence. Because even when someone is absent, it looks like now automatically the Napoli, because it's the only one column. I'm not sure whether that makes sense.
Madam, I suggestion that in the attendance by committee members, we remove apology and replace it with absent, but under apologies, we record a written apology that was received, if that makes sense.
Right. I think it does, but they should, the two columns be, you know, when a member submitted an apology, it should indicate it was an apology. But when you don't know, then it's an absence. It cannot be misconstrued to be, you know, an apology.
Can we adopt this, please? Any? Honorable Chairman?
Yeah, Chair, in the note that we propose, as Honorable said, that we put a column that says amendments on the column that says absent or present. It's very important that we do that. I have therefore adopted this minute. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Mshanga. Any someone?
No, sir, 2 seconds.
I think this is the last part of the thing, and the minutes of the 18th of June 2015. No,
17, I left one there.
In the meeting on the 17th of June.
Yeah. Yes, 17th of June, 17th of June.
17th of June, yes. 12 minutes and 22. I think you got it. 12 briefing, Department of Justice and Constitutional Development on the criminal or sexual offense. Thank you. Thank you very much. Page 1. 17. 17. Get it? Thank you. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Last page is page 4. Thank you. Any?
This one is very fresh, very fresh. Yeah. Yeah. Julius said I wasn't sure on the 26th, but I'm moving. Now, on this one, I'm very sure. I was very, very sure. I was in the meeting. I moved for adoption.
Thank you, Honorable. Is there any second amendment? Honorable Mshana?
Chairperson, I would like to second the adoption of this minute. Thank you.
Let's go now to the minutes of the 18th of June 2015. Adoption of the criminal law, special offense related matter. Amendment FAB B 18B. 14, that's 1675. Page 1 and page 2. Any member to come to adopt the minute, propose the adoption of the minute?
Hold on. Do propose the adoption.
Thank you very much. Any second on this?
I second the move, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. But I think the last item that the service can remind us of is the test camp program.
Yes, Chairman, thank you. Just to apologize, we were hoping to table the consolidated program, but with the tabling of the main of the master management book, Moses Manelli is still busy with the program in terms of the 60 cycle. So those items will not be reflected as correctly to present a consolidated program at this stage. So it only deals with our program going forward. This was discussed in the management team and with the chairperson student. And in terms of the first week, the 24th July provincial week, thereafter the 29th of July, the petitions have a day to go to the Free State province to do oversight in that province. They're obviously busy with applications for that, so we will not be meeting them. In the following week, the 5th of August, is the NCOP workshop on the NDP. And then the 12th of August will be our first meeting of the select committee. We provisionally put the Judicial Matters Amendment Bill and the Defense Laws Repeal Amendment Bill. We are, however, still waiting for those committees to finalize those bills. But we definitely have a briefing on the Department of Justice for the revised draft rule for the promotion of Administrative Justice Act number 3 of 2000, which is for approval by the committee. Then the 20th of August is the oversight week that is planned in the NDP calendar. And by agreement, we've got Thursday morning, 8:32, in the Northwest Province, and it's in Clarksville at the Northwest One-Stop Child Justice Center. So it's a follow-on from our workshop with around child justice. By that time, we hope to have the oversight tool ready so that members can use that tool on the oversight. Then the 21st to 28th of August is Local Government Week. And then the 2nd of September, we have our second meeting with the Department of Justice on the revised draft rules, and we hope to adopt that meeting. Then the 9th of September is again Oversight Week in the NCP calendar. And agreement, we have to do our oversight in the Eastern Cape between three committees, and we intend going to Mthatha DCS correctional facility, which is one of the most overcrowded facilities in the country. And then the 5th and the 8th of September is provincial week, and then the 23rd of September is our last meeting of committee. We've scheduled a meeting to deal with we've never had an interaction with the Department of Defense, and with the defense review that was adopted by the NCOT, the report from the Joint Standing Committee on Defense, we would just like to get some information on that defense review for the members' knowledge, that when we do go out and oversight, you are aware of what is supposed to entail there. And then that concludes that short presentation.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, Dr. Shin. Thank you very much. Question.
Sure.
Thank you.
I also want to inform the 9th September program. Chair, why I am raising this, it is precisely because we are challenged with issues of logistics within correctional services. And in Pumalanga, we have an institution that deals with issues of your logistics in regard to uniforms of the offenders, uniforms of your officials, members. I'd like to know what informed the decision of this team, because currently in terms of the budget that you presented, we have serious issues in terms of logistical issues of uniform and other specific matters. Now, my point is that in Pumalanga we have a well-resourced and well-staffed institutions that can assist in the challenges that we have for this presence here. Thank you, sir.
And Honorable One?
I appeal to respond. First and foremost, it means I sponsored because I made an offer. Yes, I sponsored that with my committee.
Yes.
But we're coming here for progress. So what's wrong? Because all of you, I think they're reversing my progress. If you are going to say that you service my progress, because why I say that in my constituents, in my lane, people were there complaining. So as I say, I will report this to the committee because I'm part of the committee, so we can make an oversight. If the committees are not here for oversight, I can reverse that. You can go, I can go to your provinces because I'm here, I'm a permanent thing, because my province.
Okay, thank you, Honourable Member. To add on that, Honourable Member, people proposed, and if you can see, you can hear from the server, it's one of the things that complicated, and when you talk with the students, it's quite part of the thing. But if you want us, if you want us to go to the Malanga next time, whatever, we discuss in a meeting, then we put in a program. But it's difficult to say, I think it's difficult to try to answer what is doing what the member proposed. Thank you. Start with oral good attention.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, you know, the Congress pays some attention at least, Chair, and wants some protection. Yeah. Thank you. You know,
Thank you,
Congress. Thank you, Congress Chair. Yeah. Jefferson, I think it was only fair that the request was for the officials to to inform us what informed their decision. And I think that's what should be done. The reason I'm asking this chair for, if that's going to be the way in which we're going to conduct oversight, you've got 9 provinces, and if everybody is going to make a gunfight to have their province highlighted or prejudice the others, then we're going to have an issue. I'm saying the program should be deliberately done via official as to why we should be there. I've got no problem going to Mtaka, because I know there's accommodation by Honorable Warner's house, so it's okay. So I don't have an issue with that chair. But I'm just saying the precedent must be set, that we're going to do the oversight based on the information garnered by the officials to inform the decision, and not willy-nilly us as honorable members and to influence the decision because of our problems. But all due respect, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Exactly what happened to this one. It's not a much Mama One or whatever. They respect everything. They evidently propose it to go there. Thank you. Julia.
Thank you, Chair. I think another complication in our deliberation is the conference next report of the cluster, because we won't go for one day. This is just for this committee. So the other two committees might have, in the vicinity of various places that are identified, it would be difficult for us to deliberate. I would propose that let's take it for now and carry on, because the Secretary already indicated what there was a problem tailing the consolidated report of the whole cluster.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Mande.
Mr. Chenu, I think it's important to what I have just to second what Honorable Julia is saying. Because the disaster management bill would require members to go brief the provinces on that, especially 76, there must be public hearing. So some of these things might still be falling off the program. Until the program is consolidated, I think it is important to note that. For instance, the 11th, they would be negotiating monies from the provinces from that COX program that is still to come to the COVID. So in essence, they would have to go and make sure the consultation talks to all the other programs of the cluster. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, member. Thank you, Honorable Kaula, to be with us today. Thank you very much. Honorable members, I thank the merchant. Thank you very much.